You have the floor, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. Firstly, allow me to congratulate you for your presidency of the 9th Convention of States Parties and the CCM. I'd like to reiterate the commitment of my delegation to support your work. Ecuador is significantly committed to global disarmament and sees with significant concern the use of indiscriminatory weapons such as cluster munitions, which seriously affect the civilian population. My country has been a state party of this convention since its outset, and it has never used cluster munitions. It's destroyed all of its stockpiles, including before ratification in May 2010. In that vein, we'd like to congratulate Namibia, Gambia, and Filipinas for the recent ratification of this convention, which has led us to a membership of 106. We'd like to urge remaining states to accede to the convention. We'd also like to urge states which have made significant progress in destroying their stockpiles, in particular Spain, Croatia, and Spain, under Article 3, to continue to double their efforts. President, although Ecuador doesn't have victims of cluster munitions, my country believes it's vital to emphasize the importance of this convention, and in particular obligations concerning victim support. And as a result, we're grateful to the efforts made by the coordinator, Spain and Ireland, this year. The damage caused by cluster munitions, in particular to innocent persons, means that it's incumbent on states to provide appropriate support to victims in line not only with this convention, but also with international humanitarian law and international human rights law. In that vein, we would like to urge states' parties with victims of these munitions to holistically and comprehensively implement the commitments enshrined in the Dubrovnik Action Plan, whose outcomes will be evaluated next year in order to determine the additional commitments that might be required. Furthermore, for an effective implementation of victim support, it's necessary to come up with better international assistance and cooperation. And in that vein, my country thinks it's important to improve coordination for victims' assistance and work in coherence with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and anti-personnel mines, among others. Furthermore, Ecuador reiterates its readiness to share experience and good practice in order to support those with disabilities. Thank you.